Hello.
Hi, this is Riley giving you a call back from customer service.
Yes, I had sent an email, and I'm trying to bring it up. Following up on a call I had yesterday, let me give you information that you need first. My name is David Brenner, area zip code 17522. 220 Hemlock Road. The email associated with the transaction is B as in boy, RENERDA at AOL.com. I had called because I had bought one of the smart wrist watches, wristbands, and it cost $597. And I got it, and I haven't been able to get it to work, but that's not the issue. Then on the 23rd of February, you charged $69.97, and I called up yesterday, and the lady explained to me that, well, it was just a 14-day trial, and then we bill you, I guess, the full price. And then I said, well, before we get further, are you able to credit the $69.97 off? And she said yes, and I said thank you. It was a very pleasant conversation. And then I noticed that the credit actually on the account so far, now maybe you do it in different pieces, is like 29, 2449. And so my email was, what's going on? Is there something I'm not understanding, or are you going to credit the differential? So that's where I'm at.
Yes, sir. One second. Okay, so I do see where you did call yesterday, and she offered you a 35% refund, and it says that you accepted.
Say that again. I didn't follow it.
They offered you a 35% refund on the $69.97. And it says that you accepted that refund.
I accepted a refund. The 35% was never in the discussion. You can go back and listen to the tape.
Yes,
And then
sir.
my
Well,
question
it's
would
in
be,
my
huh?
notes. So it was in the phone call.
Was I talking to you by just coincidence?
No,
The
sir.
notes
It's
were.
just I get notes from previous phone calls.
I'm sorry, the 35%. Never came up. Conversation went just like I said it went. I wondered why it was billed. She said it was a 14-day trial. I said, well, I really didn't notice that, and I'm pretty sharp. And she said, and then I didn't argue with her on it. I said, can you give me a credit? She said, yes. She didn't say a percentage. I can assure you, if she said 35%, the first thing I would have said is, why only 35%? Never came up. Now, we're back to square one here. We're back to the point I've already disputed the charge because I didn't know anything about it. Then I finally called and then had the conversation I had yesterday. The 35% never, ever came up in the conversation. Then, as I said, the question would have been why only 35? And maybe you can enlighten me as to why it's only 35%. Are you still there?
Yes, sir. I mean, it just says that you were issued 35% and that you accepted it in my system. But I can see if I can do anything further, if you'll just hold for a second and I'll talk to my supervisor.
I would be delighted. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, yes, sir. Unfortunately, since we had already issued you that 35% refund, there's nothing further that we can do.
No offense, but that's a bunch of crap. May I speak to the supervisor, please?
I mean, sir, it's going to be the same protocol.
And explain to me the logic of the protocol.
Well, sir, since your previous phone call, since I did offer you that 35% refund, they already issued you that 35% refund. And we can't issue any more refund further.
Okay. No, I'm not. I can afford not to get the rest of the refund. You understand that? The problem is it was never offered to me. You say you're recording the conversations. Let's listen to the recorded conversations. If I'm wrong, I will apologize. And even let you keep the $24.49 that you gave me. So I do want to speak to a supervisor, or I'll just take this to the wall. It's a principle here, not the dollars. So you want to try again? Maybe I can talk to the supervisor. And I got to tell you something else. When I made the original purchase for $5.97, I got a phone call from my credit card company because they thought it was fraud. And then I said to them, well, no, it's only $5.97. And they said to me, well, they have a habit of charging a higher price down the road. I said, doesn't matter at this point. Send me the item, and I approved the charge. Now I know what they were talking about. Now, again, you're a very nice person. I'm going to ask you, I want to talk to the supervisor, assuming that there is one.
Yes, sir, there is.
Maybe I should talk to him.
But however, now I can actually go ahead and issue you that full refund.
I didn't ask you. I asked you to talk to the supervisor. I'm going to dispute it, and I'm going to win. But I just don't understand why you would even assume a 35% refund makes sense. And particularly, it's a phone conversation. You have it recorded.
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, why don't we play it back, and I will apologize if I'm wrong.
Well, sir, I can't do that. That's my supervisor's job, and I did offer you a full refund, but I can still transfer you over to my supervisor.
I think we should do that just out of principle.
All right, I'm transferring you over now.
Thank you.